Hello and welcome to this presentation of the KNFB Reader Version 2, developed by Kurzweil Reading Technologies. My name is Earl Harrison, President and Owner of HandyTech North America, proud distributors of Kurzweil Reading Technology products, as well as many other adaptive technology solutions. Visit us on the web at www.handytech.us. Kurzweil Reading Technologies can be found on the web at www.knfbreader.com. Well, it's finally here, folks, a scan and read system that runs on a cell phone. At the recording of this presentation, the KNFB Reader only runs on the Nokia N82, which is a very nice, small, candy bar-style phone with a standard telephone touch keypad and a 5-megapixel camera. The N82 is considered a Series 60 third edition phone running on the Symbian 9 operating system. And it is a very lightweight device with very well tactically defined keys. For example, the numbers on the front of the phone stick out a bit, as do the 5-way navigational keys. And by 5-way navigational keys, I mean your up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, right arrow, and select key. To the left of the navigational keys, we've got a flat button, which has three functions, depending on where you push the button. The top of the button will give you soft key button 1. If you push the far left of this big button, you get the send key. And if you push down toward the bottom, it's going to bring you into the menu system. If you're using talks, the bottom of this key is the talks key. To the right of the navigational keys, we've got a similar situation. Except we also have another button that sticks out a fair distance, at least as far as the numbers do on the phone. If you are a mobile speak user, this is going to be your edit key, so the modifier key that you press before you press another key that carries out some function or another. If you press the section of the key just above the edit key and just beneath the screen, we've got soft key button 2. And just to the far right is our hang-up button. On the left side of the phone, we have two ports, the top one being for the cable that runs between the phone and the PC, and the bottom one being for the AC adapter. On the top of the phone is our standard 1/8-inch audio jack. On the right side of the device, it looks like we've got three buttons. We have what serves as the overall volume button. Beneath that we have there's a button that will get you into your images. That is the gallery of pictures that you may have taken. And beneath that we have another button, which is the camera button. So that this is the button you would press to snap a picture if you were using just the camera for the sake of using a camera. This button is not used when using the reader. Beneath the camera button is the speaker from where all this sound you're about to hear emanates. On the back of the device we have the lens is for the 5-megapixel camera. And above that we have a slider switch, which when pushed all the way to the left closes the lens cover, and when pushed all the way to the right opens it. And finally, I would be remiss if I didn't mention where the power button was. The power button is actually located in the on the top of the phone, a slightly recessed button toward the center of the device. Okay. Now we're going to go ahead and dive into the presentation of the reader itself. But before I do, I have to tell you that having been in this industry, the assistive technology or adaptive technology industry for some time now, there is very seldom a product that comes along and gets me really, you know, whipped up about it. But I have to say that this product has gotten my attention in a big way. I travel a fair amount and I've had many, many moments in hotel rooms where I've wondered if I was about to wash my hair with shampoo or hand lotion. I've actually been able to distinguish between the two in many situations in hotel rooms using the reader. I can tell the difference between decaffeinated and regular coffee. I was able to read the announcements at church for the first time independently last week. And a few days ago, I found myself actually being able to read a fortune cookie following a wonderful Chinese dinner. Okay, let's go ahead and get started actually using the reader. I'll press button 1.
Screensaver. T-Mobile window. FR125 2008. 1 of 6. P1. Reader. P2. Profile.
All right, I pressed it the first time. It said screensaver, and it read me the information about my home screen. And it also said button 1, reader, button 2, profiles. And those are key assignments. And again, button 1 is the key assignment for the reader. So I'll go ahead and press that.
Reader.
Hello, I'm the KNFB Reader Mobile.
Reader window, P1. Option ready, P2. Exit.
So it says, hello, I'm the KNFB Reader Mobile. There are two varieties of the KNFB Reader. There's the KNFB Reader Mobile, intended for use by people who are blind. And there is another version of the reader called the Kurzweil Reader, which is intended for sighted people with information processing disabilities, such as dyslexia. And, of course, as a blind guy, I'm using the KNFB Reader Mobile. And we heard a lot of information when we got into the application. Some of the information we heard from the reader and some of the information we got from the screen reader that I happen to have installed on this phone, which is Talks. And, of course, Mobile Speak works on this phone very well also. But the fact is you don't need either screen reader to be able to use the KNFB Reader Mobile because it is a self-voicing application which uses the Eloquence TTS at the recording of this presentation. I'm willing to bet that more choices will follow down the road. So the user interface for this device is actually very straightforward. Let's start out by getting into the help mode, which can be activated simply by pressing the number 1, the actual number 1 on the keypad.
Enter in help mode. Press any key for help on that key. To exit, press the help key again.
Okay, so now I'm in a mode where I can actually press keys and not carry out any action, but just hear what that particular key does. When I'm finished, I can press the number 1 to exit help mode. So I'll go ahead and press the number 2.
File Explorer.
This is my File Explorer.
Start or stop viewfinder.
Start or stop viewfinder, and we'll talk a little bit about viewfinder in a moment.
Reprocess the image.
Reprocess the image. So far I've pressed keys 2, 3, and 4. Here's number 5.
Save files.
This is the save file command. 6.
Create new document.
Create new document. 7.
Audio settings.
Audio settings. Speed and volume.
Text navigation settings.
Text navigation settings.
Screen settings.
Screen settings. And if I press the star.
Cancel.
It's my cancel button.
Exiting help mode.
And it actually exited help mode. I'll press number 1 again. Get back in help mode.
Enter in help mode. Press any key for help on that key. To exit, press the help key again.
I'll press the 0 key.
Recognize U.S. currency.
There's our recognize U.S. currency command.
Function key. For settings, press function 9. For currency orientation, press function 0.
Okay, so I hear for setting, press function 9. For currency orientation, press function 0. What happens if I press the up arrow?
Obtain field of view report.
Obtain the field of view report. So as you're practicing, trying to get a good distance from the whatever it is you're scanning, this is very, very helpful and gives you good information as you're practicing. A down arrow.
Take a new picture.
Let's take a new picture. Left arrow.
Move backward.
Move backward. By default, I believe the units of navigation are sentences, but of course you can set those to be characters, words, sentences, paragraphs, pages, etc. I'll press right arrow.
Move forward.
And that is the move forward command. Select in the center of the up, down, left, and right.
Select. Pause or resume reading.
Pause or resume reading. What do we get when we press button 1?
Options.
That
Options.
Is Soft key button 1, that's our options key. How about button 2?
Exit. T-Mobile window, FR125-2008-106.
And
reader, P2, profile.
In this case, I've actually exited the application. So I'm going to go ahead and get back into the application. Press soft key button 1.
Reader.
Hello, I'm with KNF Theater Mobile.
Reader window, P1, options, ready to exit.
Let me go ahead and grab a document here. What I like to do is I like to find the very top center of the document, line up the top edge of the phone to it, and then lift it up about a foot or so and pull the phone back toward me so it's oriented close to the center of the document, and hopefully I've got it in a good field of view. If I'm curious about that, I can press the up arrow.
Field of view report, flash will activate.
Field of view report, flash will activate. So the flash is activated.
Please maintain position. Obtaining alignment. Left and top edges are visible. 56% filled. Rotated 8 degrees clockwise.
Okay, so I hear that the top and the left edges are visible. I do not have all four edges of the document in view. So let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and raise the phone up a little bit higher to try to get the full field of view.
Field of view report. Flash will activate. Please maintain position. Obtaining alignment. All four edges are visible. 53% filled. Rotated 1 degree clockwise.
Okay, so I'm trying to keep perfectly still, and I hear that all four edges are visible. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow to take the image.
Taking picture. Pre-processing picture and books, articles and labels format. Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page. Bryantoin credit checklist to be completed and returned with completed application. The following items must be included and completed with this application. Failure to provide these items will prevent this application from being processed. Please check. A 1. Copy of resale usage/tax exemption certificate. Uniform sales and use tax form may be substituted for select states. Select.
Okay, so I pressed the select key, and that actually stopped the reading of this, what appears to be a credit application. I'll press the select key once again to resume right where we left off.
Select. RF, a copy of the certificate is unavailable. Refer to page 6, D2. Terms and conditions of sale completed and the legal name of the business and sign D3. Bank and trade, select.
Okay, so that is outstanding. I mean, this is just a plain old flat finish white piece of paper. And I'm going to go ahead and got another document underneath it. I'm not sure what it is, but I guess that's the purpose for the reader. So let's go ahead and find out what this is. I'm going to throw caution to the wind, say the heck with the field of view, and just go ahead and snap the picture. Just to let you know, this feels like a glossy sheet of paper. So it's probably some brochure.
For end of text, press down again. Oh. Right.
Yeah, I got to press the star key
ready.
To get back to the ready. So that was my bad. I'll press down arrow.
Taking picture.
Okay.
Pre-processing picture and books, articles and labels format. Camera is 2 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Handytech. North America, Handytech Connection, Handytech North America, 1349 Pike Lake Drive, New Brighton, Minnesota, 55112, voice, 651-636-5184, fax, 866-347-8249, web, http://www.handytech.us, Handytech Electronic GmbH of Orb Germany and Triumph Technology, LLC, of New Brighton, Minnesota, of joined forces to form Handytech North America. Handytech is best for a line of high-quality and ergonomically designed refreshable braille devices. Such innovative and award-winning products include Easy Braille Compact 40 Cell Display WJTH USB and Bluetooth support. Point to its tiny size. Easy Braille is a fully select.
Okay, so I press the select key to stop reading. If I want to, I could press number 5 and save the document. And if I press number 5 twice, I could save the actual image of the document. Okay, but in this case, let's just go ahead and press the star key again. Just star key is the key you press to back out of anything that you happen to be in. Press that a couple times. And now let's take a look at some household items. Excuse me while I readjust my mic here. Now, of course, we sell a lot of different products here in Handy Tech North America, best known for our awesome Braille displays. We also sell another fantastic product called the ID Mate by Envision America, the barcode scanner. And when you become a dealer for Envision America, they give you this nifty dealer package, which contains, it's a duffel bag, a little basket in it, and it's got all kinds of packaged goods. Interestingly enough, you gotta wonder if it's just stuff that they pulled out of the kitchen at the office there, because it's really weird. Some things you got empty boxes for. Some things are full. And in this case, we've been dealers for about a year. So I don't think I'd probably go ahead and eat some of the stuff that's in here. Well, maybe I might. Anyway, digging around for something. I have not tried this experiment before, so this is brand new. So I'll just take a random item. This feels like some sort of frozen dinner or something like that. Slap it down on the table. I'm going to get the other pages out of my way. And I'm going to line up my phone towards the top center of the box here. I'm going to move my microphone so we can hear a little bit better. Okay, and I'm lifting up the phone back towards me a little bit, so I try to be in the center and get all four edges of the document. So I'm going to go ahead and press the take a picture button, down arrow.
Taking picture. Preprocessing picture and books, articles and labels format. Camera's 83 degrees counterclockwise.
Oh man, I keep messing that up. Let's see how we do anyway.
Leek is in flesh frozen at the peak of perfection. One, our varieties contain from 340 to 700 milligrams of sodium. 14-29%
wow, that's a lot of sodium.
Percent daily value of sodium excludes the wettiest. Our vegetables are fresh picked, then flesh frozen to lock it air. Nutrients and flavor.
Stop the reading here. That's our lean cuisine. Now I'd like to show you how to scan money. I have probably my last dollar here. And I don't know what it is actually, because my money is in such a state most of the time, because I don't fold it right away when I get it, and I don't know what the heck it is. But the technique of reading money is to have it oriented vertical to the phone. So you want the phone and the money to both run lengthwise here. So I laid the money down on the table. And then I'm lifting the phone probably about, oh, I don't know, a good 14 inches or so. And instead of pressing the down arrow, I'm going to press the zero, which is the command to read currency.
Detecting orientation. Processing U.S. currency image. Please wait. $20.
And I hear that I've got $20 to my name. So this is good news. Anyways, that's a brief demonstration of the KNFB Reader version 2 running on the Nokia N82 Symbian cell phone. If you are interested in finding out more about this incredible technology, please do visit the Kurzweil Reading Technology website at www.knfbreader.com. Here you can keep up to date on what's going on with the Kurzweil Reader. You can purchase the reader either directly from Kurzweil Reading Technology or from an authorized dealer in your area. Once again, I'm Earl Harrison with Handy Tech North America, and it's been a blast. Thank you for listening.